This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Last time he was on the show was back in January of 31st of this year. And I'm talking about no other than BioLargo Inc., the trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. If you haven't been following this company, you should, because revenues are starting to explode. Third quarter of last year, fourth quarter, all up over 50%. First quarter this year, up 50%. And they're going to be rolling out to Walmart here in the second quarter. Here to tell us more about the story is the CEO, Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Everett, so good to be back, and thanks for having me.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of your team. I mean, you've been coming on my show for years and years when it was just a concept. You came on the show. There were times that you said, "Hey, we're pre-revenue right now, but trust me, we're gonna get there. We're gonna get there." It's been a journey of 1,000 miles, and you guys are getting there. I mean that sincerely.
I know. I can't believe how long it took. I mean, and how much money. I mean, it's just so hard to get through the barrier to entry. And, you know, that's one of the things. I mean, we, of course, have these lessons now. We could write the book because we have we've got 8 technologies, a whole portfolio, each in this various stage of adoption cycle. And, you know, it's kind of textbook. I mean, to get that first market traction is Herculean. And then once it breaks through, you know, we built the business model to leverage that through licensing and supply chain and partnerships with people that have reach into the market. You know, think about a little company. You want to go change the world. How do you do it? Well, you do it one day at a time, and you bring
that's
in
right.
big partners. That's right. And that's what we're doing. And so all of our technologies are finding some level of attraction in the marketplace. And so we think the future is just incredibly bright. And, of course, as you said, Poof, that consumer product for odor control for pets is just knocking it out of the park. I mean, it's awesome.
You guys kind of remind me of a company that was on my show about 3 or 4 years ago. It was trading at 3 cents. I told everybody, this is my personal opinion, and I bought some. But the stock ended up going within 11 months from 3 cents to over to $6 a share. And they started doing that. Where revenue started growing and everything like that. And I'm not saying your company is going to, you know, get to that. But for me, the curve line and the hockey stick, they're both coming together, and I think you guys are going to, and this is my personal opinion, and I'm entitled to that. I think you guys are getting ready to explode here in 2023. You know, recently, you guys just put out a press release of saying about record revenues. Can you explain why the company's revenues are growing so significantly and consistently over the past year?
Yeah, so it's amazing, right? In fact, I think it's 8 quarters in a row. And then 3 or 4 at 50% levels because we got some adoption. I mean, right? It's all about the adoption cycle. And so we partnered up with a group called Ikigai Marketing and put together a product called Poof, P-O-O-P-H, P-O-O-P-H. Everybody needs to go look at the website. It's an incredible infomercial. It's now on national networks all over the country, and it's been picked up at Walmart. And, of course, Walmart just announced they're going to go nationwide with it in Q2.
Wow.
And so we're stocking up and producing. Yeah, it's really awesome. Plus more. You know, Chewy's picked it up online, the largest online retailer. And there's other retailers in the queue, right, coming on. So when we started this, you know, the team at Poof has 20 and 30 years as professional marketeers. I mean, they know how to build a $1 billion brand.
Mm.
And when they met us, they said to us, "We think you got a product that could go to $1 billion. And we said, "We do too. We always have." They said, "Well, we know how to do that." And so we made a deal, right? And that deal was for us to remain as the supply chain partner. So we sell it on a wholesale basis to them, cost plus.
Right.
We get a little royalty on sales. And then we bargained to participate in their equity in the companies in Poof's equity equal to 20%. Well, these guys are, you know, professional brand builders, and they want to ramp up quick and create a significant value so that when they exit, the next party will take it from, let's say, $100 million to $1 billion.
Right.
Okay. And so that's a great business model for BioLargo, because what it does is it validates, number one, this is the number one technical performer in the market. We're convinced. And I always say, we've done a lot of testing and proving of that, but I always say, show me one that's better, because I don't think there is any better. And again, it's a complete destruction, right? It's a breaking down technology of compounds that cause odor. Anyway, and then the POOF team are just so skilled at presenting a compelling story that allows you to understand the value proposition in, with heavy emphasis on it performs, number one, and number two, it's safe, which we've always known. Anyway, they're just killing it. And so, so that's the number one mover right now. It is really rising up. I think we're still just scratching the surface. Big retailers coming behind Walmart as well. And, you know, of course, it's a great product. So everybody needs to go to POOF and check it out, watch the video, and maybe try it. How's that?
I want to switch gears on your second product. You know, I was reading an article last week about, you know, there's a really concern of shortage of water, and populations keep on growing. I mean, they're afraid that we're going to run out of water here soon. That being said, what's the future for your PFAS treatment technology, and what does the new proposed EPA regulations mean for your company moving forward?
It's a big deal. So, yeah, that's just in the last couple of days, the EPA finally came down with their the proposed limits on detection limits. That means they're saying to municipal providers of drinking water, you have to test your water, and you're going to be looking for a testing limit at 4 parts per trillion. Now, you know, most people don't know what 4 parts per trillion means, but it's like a grain of sand in 2 or 3 swimming pools. It's this incredibly low bar for testing, meaning what they're saying is you can't have more than that in the drinking water. Okay, so because it's so low, it expands the scope of the market astronomically. And just think about it. It touches not just drinking water, but it's going to be drinking food, water that goes into the food production and cosmetics and it just goes on, coatings, all sorts of industrial applications. And we're talking about these nonstick coatings that the government has determined decided to regulate because they've been linked to cancer and to birth defects, and they permeate our world. I mean, they're everywhere, and rhetorically, everywhere. And they're in all sorts of products that we continue to use. So there's two things that have happened. One is you got to stop using them. Okay, so stop using them. That's one. And the second, but here's the deal. That's a real challenge. The industry is addicted to them because they really work for things like coating pipes and the production of pesticides. I mean, in cosmetics, it's crazy. So that's number one. Stop using, discontinue. Number two, you got to get them out of the environment. Well, that's where we come in. And so our device, we've got our first client on board, which is a really big project. We're heading into phase two now. Phase three will be about 9 months away. And this will take us to a full-scale installation of an extraordinarily significant size. And that's the thing that we need to get done to really see mass adoption, is to show full-scale adoption, right? So we can really show that it can go to a very large flow rate, perform well. So we've done about 10 trials. When this EPA change came out just recently, our phones literally have just lit up. We've now got national representation on channel partners and reps, 10 agreements signed. We're getting about 3 to 4 projects a week presented to us. And so the pending list of opportunity is well over 100 million. Okay. Now, we're not going to be able to do 100 million out of the gate, because some of these will be early adopters. Some will wait until we have full scale systems. But here's the thing. When the government came in with 4 parts per trillion, to our knowledge, we're the only commercially viable technology going to market that makes a claim that it can achieve a non-detect status. That's a big deal.
Wow.
And so we stand out. It is a significant claim, and we've proven it. So now we're being asked to be expert speakers all around the country, probably two a month. We did, I think, five or six last year. We've got another, and the schedule's already getting booked up, because we've spent the time and energy to become expert at not just what the regulatory status is, but the nuance of choosing technologies. And let me just point out, our first client here installed a carbon system and is taking it out to replace it with ours. And this is very telling, because anybody that jumped too early and installed with ion exchange or carbon – they're not going to be able to hit these marks at 4.5 trillion.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just the key.
I want to give you a sidebar note. Your second billion dollar, I know you always like putting your staff and your scientists over there to a challenge. The first one that can come up with alleviate, if you will, taking salt water out of the ocean and turn it into drinking water, that's a billion dollar product right there.
It's a bigger than that. Well, that's, you know, there's a bunch of technologies. It's funny. There's a whole bunch of issues there, right? RO, reverse osmosis, actually works pretty well. It's just very energy intensive. So as the cost of energy reduces, now, you know, we're doing things like we're working as hired guns on building nuclear fuel handling systems for a modular portable nuclear power company. You know, another source of renewable energy, safe. It's called Ultra Safe Nuclear. Great client. So we get it, right? We get it. And all of it really translates to cost of energy at some level, right? Is it environmentally sensitive? And then is the energy so ridiculous? You know, you got to get the cost of energy to make these things work low. And so we think energy is a big part of our portfolio now as well, you might imagine.
Well, let's talk about energy. You know, you put out a press release on Wednesday about your new acquisition of the IP for the new battery technology. What can you tell us about that and why now?
I can, yeah. So this is a situation, you know, our company, we had a consultant came in and looked at our business, and we're really distilling down and focusing on replication high margin. That's the key for our business now, right? We've got so much going on. And it was interesting because the consultant said, you know, you don't have a plate, you got a conveyor belt over there. And it's about true. You know, we get presented technologies now from innovators around the world. Because what they recognize in us is something unique, very much like the Garrett Callahan relationship. You know, this is the largest privately held water company in North America. They chose us. Don't miss it. They chose us. And they chose us because we have a unique skill, and that is how to take an innovation from where it's at through the proving up stage, the validation, the early market adoption, and then the partnering with major partners to go big. Okay, so that's what happened in the battery. The inventor, one of the co-developers and co-inventors, an engineer who actually built the batteries years ago, they had spent 5 to 8 years refining the design to make this sodium-sulfur battery, okay? And it has a claim set and a lot of evidence to support its claims. They brought it to us and said, you know, we spent a lifetime building this, and we want to partner with someone that we can work with who knows what to do. Well, that's us. We do know what to do. And so we acquired it, and then we brought the engineer and co-developer on our team, and now we're really going into the building battery mode, not inventing a battery, not R&D on a battery, build a battery, okay, replicate. Now, this battery has a number of claims that really fit a void in the market. You know, there's massive competition. I mean, everybody says, you know, everybody and their mother has a battery.
Right, right.
Well, not quite, okay? Lithium, of course, because of Tesla, has really opened up the space. And then, of course, with the agenda and the political agenda to head towards renewable energy, battery storage is just super critical. I mean, it is considered, in fact, JP Morgan's quoted as it's an industry that will surpass the chip business. The industry they expect to surpass the size of the chip business is batteries, because there's a whole bunch of voids in the market. Now, lithium's awesome, right? Lithium works, but it's got some drawbacks. It's got, you know, you can't charge it to 100%. You can't discharge to zero. It has a limited functional life. It kind of breaks down. It forms dendrites, which erode its memory, right? So it loses efficacy. It's also very expensive. You know, rare earth elements are extraordinarily expensive.
I was going to say, and a rarity. I mean, one day I think we're going to run out of lithium. You know, that's what I think. I mean, where's all this lithium going to come for, you know, they're going to shut down, gasoline engines in the state of California, and everybody's supposed to go to EV. I want to know where all this lithium is going to be coming from.
Well, they're going to end up with a battery like ours. That's the answer. Now, so our role, our fit, we believe, for this battery is in the fixed site side of the business, the stationary batteries. Okay, they're a little heavier. They're not built to be ultralight. But they have extraordinary long last. So we've got 10 years proven, and we think we're going to get a 20-year battery out of this, okay? And no rare earth elements, incredible efficiency, 100% to zero. domestic supply, right, which means low cost of materials. And the, one of the big things is safety. It's got no runaway fire risk. You know, lithium can be explosive. And, you know, there's all kinds of examples in the market. And so we've got an energy density proven to match or beat lithium. And so, again, so that just didn't happen overnight. You know, this was a team of world acclaimed specialists who'd spent 5 to 8 years, or a career, 30-plus years in a career. And on this specific design, they handed to us engineered drawings, bill of materials, supply chain, all the design elements. And so for us to say, okay, let's go make some batteries, literally we're picking up where they left off and then starting the production to get prototypes ready for commercialization. And then, of course, we'll leverage for contract manufacturing once we establish our selling channel. And so we think this is just another great example of leveraging our core competency as an innovator solution provider to put all those skills and tools that we've amassed for critical mass to work for something that's great for the world. So it's right in our wheelhouse.
Well, my guest today has been Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO of BioLargo, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, we got about 20 seconds left. Again, what is it that you want my listeners to take away from today's interview?
I think that please take a deep dive, right? Because you'll see current revenue. You got products that are expanding, technologies that are expanding. We think we're just getting started, and we think the future is extraordinarily bright for this company. And it's been a long time coming, so well worth the effort. And I'm anxious to give everybody a big reward. So there you go.
Well, sir, I appreciate you coming back on the show. I appreciate you sponsoring our company for all these years. And again, you guys are on your way. There's no doubt about that.
Right on. Love it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.